This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. U.S. Attorney General William Barr released a summary Sunday afternoon saying special counsel Robert Mueller says neither President Donald Trump, his campaign, nor anyone associated with it conspired with Russia to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. But the summation of the findings is getting diametrically opposed interpretations from the president and Democrats. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction and none whatsoever. And it was a complete and total exoneration.
That was President Trump's summation of the Mueller report as he left Florida Sunday evening. But House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says just the opposite, tweeting that the special counsel is clearly and explicitly not exonerating the president. Nadler says Congress must hear from Attorney General William Barr about his decision-making and see all the underlying evidence for the American people to know the facts. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And now more from Nadler, who says the Attorney General's letter makes a key point as he sees it.
President Trump is wrong. This report does not amount to a so-called total exoneration. Special Counsel Mueller was clear that his report, quote, does not exonerate, close quote, the president.
Several Democratic presidential candidates, Kirsten Gillibrand, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, and Elizabeth Warren, also said Sunday that a summary of the Mueller report filtered through the president's handpicked attorney general is unsatisfactory. More details and reaction on VOAnews.com. U.S.-backed Syrian fighters cleared explosives in the last area retaken from the Islamic State group on Sunday and arrested a number of militants hiding in tunnels. This comes one day after declaring military victory and the end of the extremist self-styled caliphate. This is VOA News.